Before the year 2018 slips out of the rear view, let me ask you this. Was there a word or a phrase that summed up 2018 for you? Was it toxic or justice or misinformation? Those were all words of the year chosen by various dictionaries. But one of the most eagerly awaited word of the year announcements comes tomorrow in New York City, and the world's Patrick Cox will be there. What is this, Patrick?
Yeah, it's the meeting of the American Dialect Society, which is chock full of lexicographers and other word nerds.
Sounds like a great gathering. I'm wondering if my word of the year will be on their short list. That would be bonesaw.
Oh, yeah, bonesaw. It's not. But remind us.
Yeah, well, when it comes to the apathy of some governments to the dangers faced by journalists around the globe, sorry, I hate to get all serious on you, but the way bonesaw got flung around as a device used in the killing of Jamal Khashoggi in Istanbul feels like we crossed a certain Rubicon this year. So as for the American Dialect Society, what's on their short list?
Well, it's kind of a floating short list. People are adding and subtracting from it between now and when the formal short list is decided. But here's a couple ripped from the headlines. Caravan, which historically referred to, you know, traders or pilgrims crossing deserts usually, and means something very different this year with a column of migrants from Central America.
Are you watching that mess that's going on right now? With the caravan coming up.
And another related term, tender age shelter. Remember that?
They are being held in so-called tender age shelters. The Department of Homeland Security defines tender age as 12 and under. The AP.
Another couple of Trump-related ones. Individual one.
At the direction of Donald Trump, who's identified only as individual one.
It was used in the court filing of the plea agreement for his personal lawyer, Michael Cohen. Also, Lodestar.
Remind me, it's been such a crazy 12 months.
It was used in an op-ed in the New York Times written by an anonymous member of the White House staff that was highly critical of Donald Trump.
Now, this excerpt from the New York Times editorial is the reason why so many people think that, in fact, the vice president wrote it. So there is a reference there to Senator McCain and the example that he set. And there you see highlighted in red the word lodestar. Now, some had actually
and suspicion
that
was that maybe it was Pence because he uses the word lodestar.
That's it. My personal favorite on the list is deep fake.
You're hearing actor and comedian Jordan Peele's voice imitating Obama, lip-synced to an existing video clip. It's a so-called deep fake.
Highly skilled fake video where you can put words into somebody's mouth. You can make them look like they're saying things that they never said.
Right. This is the technology we're living with. So what is it, Patrick, about the American Dialect Society that makes their word choice so special?
I think it's a mixture of really, really smart thinking and a lot of humor as well, and some subcategories that they have. Let me just give you a couple of these. So they don't just have a word of the year. They have a digital word of the year, a slang word of the year, most likely to succeed, most creative. Last year's most creative was broflake. I'm not sure if that has legs. Hashtag of the year, emoji of the year. And euphemism of the year.
Well, it is a little curious that the American Dialect Society has an emoji of the year. What about you, Patrick? Do you have a favorite word or phrase? Let's leave emojis out of this.
Okay, I have kind of a tie, and they're both color expressions. So the first one is yellow vests.
Oh, right. In France, the protests of people all over the country wearing the yellow vests required in their cars.
Go on, Marco. How do you say it in French?
Gilets jaunes.
Oh, nice. The other one is Black Panther, with, you know, the superhero movie that came out in 2018, which plays on the former association of that expression, you know, the Black Panther movement of the 1960s and 70s, but it tweaks our understanding of that term.
Yeah, and it was a pretty good movie, too. All right, the world's Patrick Cox, we're going to leave it there. Thank you very much, and have fun tomorrow night at the American Dialect Society announcement in New York.
Thanks a lot, Marco.
And that'll do it for us today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH here in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. We'll see you tomorrow.
PRI, Public Radio International.